We began yesterday discussing the duality of emes and sheker. The Rosh says stay far away from sheker v'chazav. We mentioned that there are several opinions in the Farshim, commentators, the poskim, about what exactly the scope of the actual prohibition of emes and sheker is. Some say it's specific to judges. That's where it appears in the Torah in the context of Beis Din and the judicial process. Some say it applies even outside Beis Din. It applies to cases, though, where the falsehood causes harm, injures your fellow man. And some say it applies to any falsehood, even what we call a white lie. One place this debate comes up, is thrown into sharp relief, is a famous Gemara, also a popular song in Ksuvos. The Gemara says, Ketzer Merachtin Lefnei HaKala. What do we sing? What do we say? How do we praise the Kala at a wedding? Beshamay Omrim Kala Kmo Shehi. Beis Hillel says, Kala Noa Bechasuda. That's, you know, the song we sing like Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. What exactly did Beshamay mean, Kala Kmo Shehi? There are at least three opinions in the Rishonim. Some say that you say the words, the kind of oracular, ambiguous words, Kala Kmo Shehi, and let everyone read into it whatever they want. You don't specify. You just use the same standard formula that's vague enough to encompass anyone. The Rach says, Kala Kmo Shehi is, you tell it the way it is. If she's a beautiful Kala, you say, here comes the beautiful bride. If she's an unattractive Kala, you say, here comes the unattractive bride. Why on earth you would do that, I have no idea. Why that makes sense according to anybody. Others say, Kala Kmo Shehi is that you find some attractive feature. Everyone has something good about them. You know, there's no human being who doesn't have something attractive. So you find something to say. Or you just say nothing, Tosa says. If she's not attractive, either don't say anything, just dance, I guess, without just sing some song and don't say anything about her, or find something good. One of the arguments of Beshamay and Beis Hillel. So Beshamay says, what are you gonna do? You're gonna say Kal Nova Chasuta, if she's unattractive, the Torah says Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Like the Rosh says, you have to stay far away from Sheker. Beis Hillel says, well, what do you think? You think you're supposed to really tell it the way it is? But the Torah says, But the halacha is if somebody buys, makes a poor choice of purchase, you're not supposed to tell them, oh, what a dumb idea that was. You just bought a lemon. You're supposed to say, great, that's wonderful. The Chafetz Chaim explains, of course, before he buys it, you're supposed to give him good advice to avoid it. But after he's bought it and it's too late and he can't return it, then certainly you should tell him, make him feel good. Tell him it's, I remember once in yeshiva, I had bought a pair of shoes. Someone asked me, how much did you pay for that? I told him, and he sniggered at me. I felt really bad. That's exactly what you're not supposed to do. And the Gemara's talking about the quality, but the point is the price, anything else, anything that makes people feel bad. So how does Beis Hillel address Beis Shammai's concern, though? Beis Shammai says that it's sheker, you can't do that. How can you say Kala Nova Chasuda if she's not? So again, the Mefarshim give various explanations. Some of them point to the discussion we began with that we had yesterday. What exactly is the scope of Midvar Sheker Tirchak? Maybe it only applies to judges. Maybe it only applies to things that actually cause harm. You know, what harm is there in telling the bridegroom that his wife is a great catch? Others say, the Ritva says, that the Heter is something called Mutter L'Shanos M'Pnei HaShalom. The language of the Ritva is, anything which is M'Pnei Darchei Shalom, Ein Bo Mishum Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Ritva doesn't tell you exactly what his source for this is. It is a Gemara in Yevamos. Rashi quotes it ala Torah. The Gemara gives several examples from the biblical text of cases where people, even God, lied or didn't say the whole truth for the purpose of preserving Shalom. One example is that the brothers told Yosef, after Yaakov had passed away, the brothers said, your father told us to make up. The Torah never tells us Yaakov said any such thing. B'nai HaShalom, they could not tell the truth exactly as it was. Another example, third example the Gemara gives, a famous one, Rashi and Chumash brings it, I think. It says that Hashem told Avram that when Sarah had laughed in the story of the three Malachim, that she said, Vadoni Zakein, Sarah had said Avram is an old man, nobody wants to hear that he's old. B'sof k'siv ani zakanti. I'm old, Sarah said, but so Hashem didn't tell Avram that Sarah had directly insulted him. One other case this comes up, one practical case this comes up, Lamaisa, is in the language of a ksuva. One of the main differences between the ksuva of a married woman and a woman who's never been married, a divorcee or a widow, versus someone who's being married for the first time, is the language besulta. For a single girl, we write besulta. She's a virgin. For married women, a woman who's marrying for the second time, we write armalta, a widow, or mitarechta for a grusha. What do you write for a woman who is marrying for the first time but has been with a man, has been in a relationship before? Poskim disagree. Some say you just write, you don't write basolta, you can't, it's not true. Midrash Eker Terchak. Other poskim say, shalom, how can you embarrass someone like that? How can you write something that, certainly you can't write explicitly that she's a baolta? Even just leaving it out, everyone sees what, whoever's listening to the ksuva is going to see what's going on. Some say you don't write anything. Some say you write some other language, which is innocuous, like itza. Some say you write something, and then you read basolta. You can read the false one, even if as long as the document has the right one. But again, it's the same tension between, on the one hand, it's important to tell the truth, and there are even halakha consequences. On the other hand, mutra l'shanos, and even mitzvah l'shanos, the Gemara says, mitzvah l'shanos and p'nei shalom. This is the tension between when do you stick to the MS and when do other values like shalom take precedence.